Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So
time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. Episode 1227 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. On this Victory Monday, I got the homage 49ers Victory Monday shirt rocking. It feels good. It's been a while since I've been able to wear this shirt, going to be honest. So the 49ers go out, dominate 30-13, largest spread of the entire week for the entire NFL slate. Not only do they cover that, they go beyond. Three score victories, very rare in the NFL, hard to come by. And especially after, you know, a two game kind of, you know, dropping of whatever, just was bad. So you go out there, you fix it. I love that. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. Thank you guys. And the whole like idea of today's show, like why were the 49ers able to dominate against the Patriots, as opposed to the game they played against the Rams, as opposed to the game they played against the Vikings. Vikings turned out to be, man, they're a pretty good team. They're 4-0. They keep rolling. But the Rams are terrible. The Rams went out there and lost to the Bears, one of the worst teams in the NFL. So, like, what is all of this about? So, we're going to go through injuries, some stats, some key PFF scores, snap counts, all kinds of things, and just try to diagnose perhaps why this game was so different. That's what we're trying to figure out. What's up, Steven? Appreciate all you guys showing up in the chat. You guys are the best. What's up, Captain? Talofa, I love it. I love it. I love it. You guys are the best. What's up, RTP? We're going to have a good show today. And if there's something that you guys want to throw out there that you want to cover, please put that in there. I want to see that in the chat. And my man, Carlos, John, was not perfect, but we're on track again. Isn't it weird? Everything just feels right. Everything just feels better after a win. And sometimes you can drop a game and it's like, all right, that wasn't whatever. But then you drop two in a row and it's just, man, you know, you get the panic, whatever. And that's part of being a fan. Everybody's like, man, what are we doing here? Is this the end? Is the Super Bowl window closing? Blah, 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 blah. Nah, it's not what it is. Bobo, well said. He says, hashtag CC, winning cures all, and I feel much better. I think we all do. I really, really do. And yeah, now it's time to move on and play the Cardinals. Big game. They got blown out by the Commanders in the Cliff Kingsbury Bowl. You got a big divisional game matchup at home against the Cardinals. That's going to be huge. Appreciate you, Spy. Sid, what's up, man? Devin, morning, my friend. Feeling better than I did the last 2 weeks. I'm with you. No moral victories here, just the victory itself. That's what's going on. And whenever you handle business the way that the 49ers did start to finish, gosh, man, it was just, it felt awesome. It just really did feel awesome. Now, you didn't get out unscathed, sadly. Injuries are a part of football, 100% injury rate. That's just the way that it goes. And Fred Warner, who I think is the best player in the NFL. I think he is the defensive player of the year currently. I think he is the best player on the 49ers team. I think he's the captain of this team. He's unbelievable. He didn't play in the second half. That was huge. And so he was asked, Fred Warner, what was the second half like? Seemed like you were trying to get back in. Walk us through it.
I mean, I would have been out there if I could have been. But so we'll see, you know, as we get more information on it.
Lobbying to get back in at the beginning of the third quarter. What was kind of the back and forth?
You know, it was all based off the feel. You know, like I said, if I could have been, it'd take a lot for me to tap out, right? So, I mean, if I could have been out there, I would have been. We'll get more information as we go with scans and all that, but I feel good right now.
Yeah, this is the main concern. I mean, that guy, our linebackers are rough. Greenlaw's already out. And so, again, like, this is one of the themes in football. Stacking injuries at positions is where things get scary. Greenlaw's already out. Now, Fred, we'll see how that goes. My assumption is might get a couple practices in this week. We'll just have to see what happens. And the fact that he had his helmet on, he was standing up, you know, bouncing around, seemed like he wanted to get back out there. We'll see. Hopefully he rests up. It's nice. There's no plane rides. Home game. That's huge. That helps. But yeah, if DFF and Devondre Campbell are guys out there, and DFF even got hurt, it seemed like he came back, but like, stacking injuries at positions, bad news bears. I am scared as well, because we need him to stop little rascal Kyler Murray from running around. That's just what we need. And yeah, huge stretch coming up. You look at the schedule, the NFL is broken down. This is what coaches do at any level. You break it down into bite-sized chunks, right? The first quarter of the 2024 season's done. You're 2-2, not where you wanted to be. But you're 2-2. It's in the past. You got to move forward. You look at these next four games. Home against the Cardinals, division game. On the road to Seattle, we'll be there for that one. 49ers Rush, roadtrip.com. Party the day before. Tailgate with us before the game. Right next to the stadium. We're going to be at the press box. 49ers Rush Road Trip. Come party with us. So you got home Cardinals. You've got away Seahawks. Home Chiefs. Home Cowboys. That's a stretch. You got two divisional games. Then you got the Chiefs. Good Lord, we know what that's about. And then you got the Cowboys. Then a bye week. So the first quarter, you're 2-2, not where you want to be. A little disappointed, obviously. Everybody should be. But, man, this stretch, whew, that's important. That is important. Oh, man, that's going to be a big one. So, yeah, Fred's a monster. Defensive player of the year, for sure. He's awesome. We got to get him out there. But he's not the only one that's injured. Jordan Elliott, who was injured earlier in the week, got re-injured during the game. Jacob Cowing had a shoulder issue. Had Kyle Juszczyk back there returning punts, which everybody loved. Conley had an oblique. He was able to kind of come back. It was, you know, we'll see what happens there. We'll talk about wide receiver snap rates later. Kyle Juszczyk had a shoulder. Was able to cut, like, just rough. And then you got George Kittle. Like, I mean, there's just issues. Now, George Kittle, after the game, was asked about his ribs, and he's the most George Kittle answer that George Kittle could be.
How are my ribs? Why? Says who? Who is the rumor from? You guys are just incredible. Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
So, like, yeah, it's just George Kittle being George. God, he was awesome. Having him back, whew, I absolutely loved it. Now, Plugged In says, Winters, Bethune, who do you like more? Oh, Winters. He's the more complete guy for sure. But Bethune's amazing versus the run. You're playing, you know, the Cardinals. That's huge. So, like, right, they're a running team. That's what they do. So, but yeah, I take D-Winners in that. Yeah, D-Winners by a mile here. I agree with that at all. Bobo says, if we make the playoffs, will Greenlaw be able to play? I think he'll be back November. You're kind of seeing a lot more of those Achilles types injuries, sadly, in the NFL. So now you've got a lot more of that timeline that is available. of players coming back at that 9-month mark. He got hurt in February, right? Second month. You look at that, kind of where that goes. I think November is kind of where that is. My guess was that Seattle game, November 17th, CEO of Seattle, Hawkslayer, whatever you want to call Dre Greenlaw, that's kind of where we need him to be back. That's what we're, that's the hopeful thing. Now, also, let's talk about this. Ricky Pearsall. I don't think that he's going to be activated, but I think the practice window will be open. Kalia Davis, John Feliciano, like you're getting some of those guys. Ambry Thomas, I hope not. like a lot of those guys, the practice windows can start to open because the initial 4-week, you know, whatever, that's passed. So that's huge. And I want to make sure here, let me go back up because I think I'm missing somebody. I'm like, man, who am I missing over here? So if we look at just players that are currently eligible, not saying these guys will, these are eligible players that can come back. You've got Christian McCaffrey, practice window can start. John Feliciano, Ambry Thomas, Elijah Mitchell. He's on season ending. He ain't coming back. Kalia Davis, and Curtis Robinson's not ready yet. So Ricky Pearsall and the NFI, those are all guys that can come back and start to help, which is huge, huge, huge.
Did you know Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in over 30 states, including California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas? You sign up today and you get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. All you do is pick two players, whether they're going to do more or less. It's easy. You think Justin Jefferson's going to get more than 83.5 yards this week? Let's say you just want to focus on 49ers. Brock Purdy, more or less 229.5 passing yards. Brandon Ayuk, he's struggled, 64.5 receiving yards. If you think they're going to hit that, you just pick two. If you're right, you get paid. That simple. And so whatever it is you want, download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's promo code 49ers. So go check out Prize Picks. Run your game. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert build portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests the money for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, and let me just say this, I've used Acorns app for years. Very little work. You put it in, you pick your portfolio, it goes in, and it gives your money a chance to grow with Acorns. It's been incredible. I cannot recommend the Acorns app any more than I already do. I use it personally, and my family uses it personally. I recommend it all the time. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial, compensation provides incentive for positive promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Have you ever tried to explain football to a little kid? It's near impossible with all the rules, all the regulations, and it's just confusing. I remember the first time I coached my son's little league team whenever he was 5 years old, I got gray hairs immediately. So I know many of you guys have young kids or grandkids, nieces, nephews. It doesn't matter that you want to share your football experience with. Well, Future Fans is a brand that helps little kids become big football fans by embedding the rules of football into parallel games and activities. And the way Future Fans teaches, it's so unique and effective. They introduce the concepts of the sport in a way that the kid will understand. Think of a beanbag toss game for teaching first downs. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's genius and it works. You go read the reviews, you'll see for yourself. So if you want your kid to understand football, Future Fans is for you. It's only $49.99, and if you use our code RUSH, RUSH, at futurefans.com to get 10% off, unlock a lifetime of memories with your kid in your life starting now. Trust me, it'd be worth it. Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition, now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling Chronomat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers, this 42-millimeter marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean, now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look at Captain. Woohoo. Got my tickets already for Seattle, both events. My man. Dude, we're going to have such a good time. If you've never been to a Seattle game, gosh, man, next week, I'm telling you, this game is going to be, it's always the, I think it's the most important game left on the schedule for the rest of the year. Next week in Seattle. It's number one. It's the most important game. If you could say John Chapman, you can win one game on the schedule the rest of the year at Seattle, that Thursday night football matchup. We need the faithful there. We need the faithful there. It's just, that's what we got to get right here. Plugged in. Kalia Davis would be huge right now. Yeah, it would. Literally and figuratively. It's a big old boy. We need help on that D-line. It's just, it's what it is. Now, Jason says, you know, I've been singing Evan Anderson's praises since the preseason. Love seeing him take on double teams playing. Man, let's talk about, let's go D-line. All right, I'm off schedule already, and I love it. I've been clamoring for a week and a half that two guys need to be promoted, right? Sam Okwuonu, Sam O, and Evan Anderson. Now, the Hargrave injury happens. Evan Anderson gets promoted. He doesn't get signed to the 53, but he went out there and played awesome. 19 snaps, golly. Had a 77.6 grade, awesome. He had two pressures, one sack. He had one solo stop, had a forced fumble. He was awesome. Evan Anderson was awesome. And if there's any issue, I'm not even to the point where if there's an issue, I think you get to promote him one more time. So he'll go back to the practice squad. But, man, I'm like, dude, get this guy a roster spot. I don't want to lose him. I don't want to, like, this guy should be a foundational piece of our team moving forward. Evan Anderson should. Now, Sam O, baby. Gosh, man, I've been telling everybody, Sam O's incredible. Like, for a long time, amazing during camp, amazing during the preseason. He got elevated last week, had six snaps. It was great on all six snaps. And I was just like, gosh, sign this guy to the active roster. Sure enough, they did right before the game. And he was just, Sam O had a 92.3 grade on 19 snaps. That's all pro level play. Now, I know it's 19 snaps. We had 64 on defense. But good Lord, he had the highest pass rush grade of anybody on the team. He only had 10 pass rush plays. He had three pressures. That's crazy. Had a quarterback hit, two hurries, had two tackles, two solo stops, had the forced fumble. Golly, just so freaking good. His story's incredible. If you haven't heard Sam O's story, on YouTube, just type in, it's going to be hard to spell, Sam Okwuonu, and then countdown. And I detail just like the story of him and his family, you know, making their journey to the United States and just all that he's overcome. I mean, it's just some guys you just want to root for. Here's Nick Bosa talking about Sammo.
I always knew what he had in his body, and he came in last year late, and then you see him in camp. He had a really strong camp, and then he had an injury, I think a hamstring or something, so it kind of set him back. And, I mean, he probably played no more than 15 plays and probably affected 10 of them. So to have a guy like that, to give some of our starters a rest and make an impact like that, it's huge for us.
And, like, he was off a little bit. He played 19 snaps. But, yeah, the positive impact, and not even, like, man, we had 32 pressures in this game. The 49ers D-line was cooking. And Sammo and Evan Anderson were a gigantic part of that. Gigantic part. And so, yeah, Mike, he says, yeah, that's awesome to get production from those two guys. Logan, glad Evan Anderson and Sammo are stepping up. Jason, yeah, love the Sammo story. I mean, like, there's just certain guys that are easy to root for. And the flip side of that is, and Logan, thank you for pointing this out, Drake Jackson and Robert Beal Jr. not ready to contribute. Robert Beal Jr. had 5 snaps, no pressures, no stats, no anything, had a 56.6 grade. Robert Beal Jr. just ain't ready. Just not ready. Drake Jackson, he's done for the year, all those things. But yeah, Josh, Sammo plays nasty. That dude is just like, okay, I want to watch my language here. He just wants to mess stuff up. Like, that dude is like bebop and rock steady, right? Like, where's my TMNT people at? Like, they just show up and bad things happen. It's just what it is. Sammo shows up and just messes stuff up. And he's awesome. The energy, the personality, his story, the effectiveness. What's not to like? He's 6'1", 270. This dude is jacked. Ah, man, I love it. Ah, man, I love it. Right here, Sean, not to sound negative, but man, trade Hargrave, keep the current can't trade Hargrave. That roster is god off, or that contract is one of the worst contracts in the entire NFL, and he's injured. You cut is the only possibility. You get like $20 million plus if you cut him after post June 1. Nobody's trading for that. That was a terrible deal. You cannot, yeah, he's injured and that contract's awful. Sin, can't wait to read your write up on Sam. Oh man. If you guys, two things. One, we have our Zoom hangout is tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific time. The 49ers Rush and on our Patreon page. Tomorrow we're going to be hanging out 5 o'clock. I can't freaking wait. But if you never joined, you should join because this week is the week of all weeks. One, we're going to have awesome film breakdowns, every offensive, defensive, special teams play, coaches tape. That's going to be for you. Once I'm done with this show, I'm jumping over there to the tape. That's going to be fun. Plus, we have our bets of the week, which, man, if you bet with us last week, gosh, we got paid. We got paid. Then we got a Zoom hangout on Tuesday where if you want to participate, I get to hear from you. The community builds. If you just want to jump in and turn your mic off and turn your camera off and just watch the conversation and community, that's there too. You sign up 7-day free trial, the49ersrush.com. Go check it out. Oh, there we go. Mike says that cartoon holds up. That's what's up. Yeah, bebop and rock steady. We're nasty. There we go. I'm glad that the reference hit. That is huge. 49ers faithful. Josh, can we talk about how much we won that Jennings deal already? It ain't even close, man. If you look at, and I don't want to make this really about, you know, Ayuk versus Jennings or any of that. That's not what I'm trying to do here. I am trying to just show how freaking amazing Juwan Jennings is. Probably two of the best contracts the 49ers ever did in the whole Shanahan era was that Dre Greenlaw extension before he blew up, the 2-year deal. And then the 2-year deal for Juwan Jennings is already paying huge dividends. Right now, Juwan Jennings is leading the team in targets, catches, yards, receiving touchdowns. He's leading all of those, all 3 of those. Like the target, he's got 27 targets. Ayuk got 25, Debo 24, Kittle 17. Now, Debo and Kittle both missed a game, so that skews it a little bit. Receptions. You've got Jennings 21, Ayuk 13, Debo 16, Kittle 15. And remember, I think, how many catches did Jennings have last year? I think it was not much at all. Let me see here. He had 19 catches last year. He's already past that. In four games, he's already past that. So now you look at yards. Good Lord, 364 yards. This dude is averaging 90 yards a game currently. That's his average. Now that 180 yard whatever game, obviously going to skew it, but good Lord. So 364 yards for Jennings, 167 for Ayuk. That is god-awful. 222 for Debo, pretty solid. And 161 for Kittle, not bad. Touchdowns. Three touchdowns for Jennings, none for Ayuk, none for Debo. He does have a rushing touchdown. Two for Kittle. Like, first downs. Jennings got 15 first downs. Ayuk 10, Debo 10, Kittle 8. Like, Juwan Jennings is unbelievable. Now, here's what's crazy. Because I was concerned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I got to switch back over to my offense here. Go to my snap counts. I was concerned with Debo and Kittle back that they would just kind of revert Juwan Jennings back to, oh, you're the number three only. You're going to get 20 snap counts. That's just what it is. And I was like, man, don't do that. He's better than that. He is better than that. And I've been saying for a long time, JJ should be starting. JJ should be starting. And sure enough, on the very first offensive play, we were in 11 personnel. And so you kind of made a statement a little bit about having all three wide receivers, Debo, Ayuk, and Jennings out there as quote-unquote starters. But in the past, Ayuk has like a 98% snap rate. We had 63 offensive snaps total. Ayuk had the most with 50, but that's much lower than what he's used to getting. Debo had 48. Debo and Ayuk never have close to the same snaps, ever, at any point the last 3 years. It's not a thing. And that's Debo coming off an injury. But then Jennings had 36 snaps. That is huge. That is huge. So they are very clearly, there were several times where it was Jennings and Debo out there or Jennings and Ayuk out there. Like, he is being factored in, not as your number three any longer. You have three starting wide receivers, and you guys are all rotating those spots. That's what it is. Because Jennings could play them all. He can play the Debo role. I know the end around and stuff, that's not really his game. But he can run those routes. He could run the X routes. He could run the slot routes. And so I love that. Then Conley got 5 snaps. He got injured. Cowan got 4 snaps, first time he's ever played. Then he got injured. Both of them not well. Chris Conley finished 15th. With a 56 grade, Cowing a 55.4 grade, but probably the best news, no Ronnie Bell snaps. That's huge. So the wide receiver room seems to be pretty solid. And then you add to that, Logan, thank you so much, with Ricky Pearsall coming back soon, Ronnie Bell departure looms. I think you are correct. I really, really do. Because Cowan's not going anywhere. One, he's already kind of shown he's the punt returner, for better or worse. But the upside is there. That's a 4th-round pick this year. Ronnie Bell was a 7th-round pick last year, right? So there's a big difference. And the reason why Ronnie Bell is around is he's a really good blocker. He plays all the wide receiver spots, and he's on all special teams. Is he good at those things? That's a different thing. But guess what? Ricky Pearsall does all those things and is a 1st-round pick. So that's what that's going to be. Yeah, Ronnie Bell inactive. That was nice. It made us all feel more comfortable. But once Ricky Pearsall's back, that's going to change things. And that's one of the things I'm super excited about. Like, we have 3 stud wide receivers. Now you add in Ricky Pearsall, who you get to slowly bring him in. Because if JJ's playing this way, like, come on, man. Like, yeah, I want Pearsall to get some of those snaps. I really, really do. And I think that he could take that punt return job from Cowing, even though I do like Cowing back there. But, like, you've got some playmaking ability. It's a first-round pick, man. You got to get this dude on the field at some point. But the fact that you don't have to rush him back, that's huge. I'm so excited about this wide receiver room. And if IU could just do some more, I think he's got a 50% catch rate on targets right now. It's like one of the lowest in the NFL. Like, that's like as bad as it gets. And again, you know, we were in the third quarter, halfway through the third quarter, and IU had one target. That was it. The pass games, this is one of the things I'm most excited about the film. Like, you look at the Rams game and the Vikings game, the first drives, both of them were primary reads to Ayuk. Ayuk, Ayuk, Ayuk. Like, that was how they started the game. I didn't feel that way this time. So I'm curious to go through the tape and just see. Because the 49ers kind of whole thing is, look, man, we're going to go out there and run our scheme, and whoever's open's open. Ayuk, we'll see what happens. Now, if you look at Ayuk's PFF scores, he finished right in the middle. He had a 72.6 grade. That's starting level wide receiver. But he did finish ahead of Debo. So there's that. Juwan Jennings, 83.0. But yeah, Ayuk, you know, and again, probably one of my biggest critiques is Ayuk is not run blocking like we used to see. He had a 59.8 run blocking grade. Conley had a better run blocking grade. Cowing had a better run blocking grade. Juwan Jennings had obviously better run blocking rate. Like, he did block better than Debo, but it's like, man, like, even that isn't where it should be. And if we can get that 2023 Ayuk to start delivering a little bit, whoo, now it's going to be crazy. And again, I'm not one of those guys that's out there saying he's been terrible or whatever else. I'm just saying he hasn't been great. He hasn't been great. Yeah. Let's talk about George Kittle's catch. What's up, Snoop? Yeah, Kittle's catch was amazing. He knew it as soon as that back hit the grass. It was just, that catch was crazy, man. Here, let's go to Brock Purdy talking about that Kittle touchdown play.
You know, the play was for him to break out and then go up. It was more of a third down play, but we thought we'd get the look for it down there. And so I saw him break out, and then I was getting hit. So I was like, I just need to give my guy a shot here and give him a chance. Just put it up for him and let him come down with it. So, but he made a great play, but way better than a better throw than that was. Like, he made the play. So that's George.
It's cool, man. I think that play was just, it was so frustrating because you had the Jordan Mason touchdown reception, which, good Lord, how great is Jordan Mason? We'll talk about him in a second. But it gets reversed on a stupid, stupid holding call. Then you had five consecutive plays with penalties, three of which were not good calls. So two of them were, three of them were not. But then to end that drive with Kittle mossing three separate, you know, Patriots players was just like an exclamation point. Go ahead, refs. You're going to do what refs do and shove your damn face into the game where nobody cares about you. And because it's always going to be about them. But the 49ers were able to overcome that. And in a game where, and in a season where the 49ers red zone, not great. We're right at 50%, not good. We're 17th in the NFL currently, right at average. It's not where you want to be. Settling for field goals and all those things. It was so nice to just look, man, we're overcoming all these different things. We're going to get into the end zone. You're not going to stop us. You put up 30 points. That play was gigantic, gigantic. And yeah, Josh, Debo is wide open on that Kittle touchdown. Yeah, I mean, if three guys are a Kittle, that's just the way it goes, right? And so it's kind of like watching the 49ers defensive line. If three guys are blocking Bosa, that means guys are getting one-on-ones or not, you know, whatever. On offense, three guys are guarding Kittle. Somebody's got to be open. But shout out to, you know, Brock Purdy. Yeah, one of my favorite things about Brock this year is just how greedy he is. But he trusts his guys to a fault. Like, he'll throw it to him. It doesn't matter if there's a guy blanketed on him or whatever else. If Brock Purdy sees the back of a jersey in man coverage, he's going right after that dude. Here's Kittle talking about it.
I mean, I think just watching, like, I mean, the deep ball he threw to Juwan, like, he just has trust in us to go out there and make plays. And, I mean, we have a lot of really talented football players, some we've said for a long time, whether it's Deebo, Ayuk, Juwan, me, McCaffrey, Juice. Like, we have a lot of guys who can catch the football. So for him to go out there and have that trust, I think just reinforces that fact that we have a lot of playmakers that he just trusts.
There you go. And so whenever you have somebody that could go out there and just constantly trust your guys, George Kittle's amazing. He's the best tight end in the NFL. Like, it used to be a debate. Like, oh, Kittle, Kelce, Kittle. That's Father Time has caught up to Kelce. And Kelce's amazing, but it hasn't caught up to Kittle yet. Kittle's younger. Kittle's still playing at Kittle level. Like, there is no, even though he missed the game, right? He's only played 3 out of 4. George Kittle's the best tight. Like, he's an all-pro tight end this year, period. He stays on this level. He is an all-pro tight end. It's crazy how good that guy is. Used to be a debate. And that's cool. And you say Kelce was way better. And you can talk about what Kelce does in the playoffs. That's cool. I'm not discounting those things. Kittle was better. He's a better blocker. He's a better receiver. He's a better playmaker. All those things are unequivocally, like, nobody is going to disagree with that at all at this point. It's George Kittle, giant gap, fill in the blank. You know, maybe Brock Bowers shows up and he could show something or whatever. But like right now, it used to be Mark Andrews. That dude's not even the best tight end on his team. Oh, what's up, Nathan? Appreciate the super chat. Worried about mobile Kyler Murray and MHJ and Marvin Harrison Jr. up top this week. Yeah, that is a concern. Now, the one thing I will say, and they're both playing great, obviously, this last week. I'll go through the tape. We'll break that down. We'll have you guys ready. But if Charvarius Ward is good at anything, he's good at guarding the big, strong wide receivers. That is Charvarius Ward's strength. This was also Charvarius Ward's best game of the year. I loved the way that he played. I didn't think that it was amazing or anything along those lines, but it wasn't as terrible as it has been. He finished with a 66.2 grade. All right, cool. But it was his best game out of the four. The three games were terrible. So Charvarius Ward played against, you remember, Charvarius Ward, that's where he had the pick six against Kyler Murray in Arizona last year. And now he gets to go up against a bigger, stronger Michael Wilson Jr., bigger, stronger. Like, yeah, there's concerns. Arizona could win that game. We'll spend time on that. But I am happier playing against that type of wide receiver than I am the speed demons. That's not our strength. That's just not what it is. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. And, yeah, we're going to have trouble with mobile quarterbacks, especially if DFF's out there. If Fred can't go, that's going to be a major, major issue. DFF is, so bad. So bad, so bad. But anyway, we'll see. Hopefully he gets better. DFF, just to put this in perspective, 3 consecutive weeks he's been in the bottom 3. But he wasn't dead last this time. He had a 47.4 grade, which is a slight uptick. He was in the 30s last week. 46 snaps because Fred was hurt. He was terrible. More missed tackles than he had tackles. Gave up 3 catches on 3 targets. The highest passer rating allowed by any 49ers player. Gave up 59 yards after the catch. I mean, terrible. Like, we always say, like, oh, well, he could cover well. That's what he hangs. No, he can't. He's terrible. He is the worst player on the team, and it's not close. And it's only getting worse and worse and worse. Maybe the tape will say it's not as bad, right? Like, that's the saying. The tape's never as good or as bad as you think. I'm going into this thinking DFF is the worst player in the NFL. So we'll see. And I hate doing that. I don't like doing that. But it's just, how many times can one guy let you down continuously? And I'll say this. Devondre Campbell, he was the lowest rated player this week. But man, 3 missed tackles. That's not good. that's not good. Never good to lead the team in missed tackles. That's not a good thing. So we'll see here. Snoopy says, looking forward to Mustafa stopping Connor. That's probably going to be the number one thing I watch on tape defensively. It's number 6 out there. You know, he didn't have a great game. He finished with a 63.5 grade. three tackles. He had a huge missed tackle that first third down where he didn't even touch the dude. We'll see. I'm excited to go out there and watch. He gave up a touchdown, a receiving touchdown. We'll see. We'll see. So I'm excited about Malik and kind of what the future holds. But, we'll see. Now, man, I keep saying this, and one of the things, I get emailed a lot, and people keep asking me, like, can you go over your predictions or bets and how they shook out? And so I've got, it takes a lot of time to go back and do this, but this is something I'd like to do. But man, we made some money. If you haven't bet with us, this is how you do it.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ERS49ers or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
All right, real quick. Here's what we hit on. I'm just going to go through these quick. We did a three-team teaser, 49ers, Jets, Bucks, barely covered. We had the Jets plus 2. They lost by 1, so we got paid. 49ers score first drive. Paid. Mason over 18 and a half carries. Paid. The one that we missed was Jacoby Brissett under 25 and a half pass attempts. He threw at 32. I thought Drake May would come in the game. I still think they should have played Drake May, but that's okay. We didn't get paid on that one. Purdy over 7.5 rush yards. Paid. That was huge. That was our biggest bet of the week. Covered that one. Now, in the prediction show where we do scouting reports, predictions, all that stuff, here's what I said. As long as the 49ers stay in zone on third and long, we win the game. They didn't on the first drive. They converted back-to-back third and longs. Then we switched to more zones, finished 5-16. They only allowed 5 first downs on the 16 third down attempts. That was awesome. I said Warner would get 8 tackles, 1 pass deflection, 1 forced fumble. He got 7 tackles, 1 PD, 1 pick 6, way better, and only played a half. He almost did a half. I said Bosa will continue to get double teamed, but somebody's going to step up. I said one of two players, Yetur Gross-Matos or Kevin Givens. Well, Kevin Givens had 2.5 sacks. He now leads the 49ers in sacks on the year with 3.5. Bosa has 3. Collins has 2.5. The depth is solid. Let's go to, I almost said something probably not nice. He just reminds me of Eeyore whenever he talks. I don't know if I'm the only one. Like, he just reminds me of Eeyore, Nick Bosa. But here's what he said about the defensive line depth.
I need to watch the tape, but it seemed good. We did good against the run. And I think coming into the year, I was really confident in the depth we had. I hope Jordan's good. But, yeah, Evan stepped in and looked like he had a good game.
And so that's huge. I said the 49ers will hold the Patriots to under 75 yards rushing, held them to 73 yards rushing. We were right there. We got them that one. On offense, Kittle back changes everything. I said Juwan returns to earth whether Debo plays or not. I kept predicting Debo would play. He had 3 for 88. My prediction was 5 for 46. So I was under on catches, but over on catches, but over on yards, right? Mason and Purdy will be the two best offensive players this week. Here was my prediction. Jordan Mason, 21 carries, 108 yards, 1 touchdown. 24 carries, 123 yards, 1 touchdown. We were close there. I said Purdy, 245 and 2. He had 288, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Then our prediction score was 27-13. Score was 30-13. So we were pretty spot on with kind of how that goes and how that looked. And I think, rightfully so, the 49ers should have done what they did. They should have done what they did. And they went out and they capitalized, even with Fred Warner out. That's huge. Josh, any breakdowns going to be uploaded today? Yes. Let me refresh my... Oh, there we go. It looks like my film... Do I have the 49ers game on here yet? They just populated. I'm not seeing 49ers just yet. My assumption is the tape will be in my mailbox probably in an hour or two. So, yeah, there will be, but it's going to be a little bit later because they were the late game. So, yeah, we will be 100% breaking down film today. I just got to wait for... I got to download it, get up going, record it, load it. So it's probably going to be later. But every offensive play, defensive play, special teams play, all those will be a part of it for sure. But yeah, this has been a fun show. The 49ers are 2-2. I'm liking where they are. They're doing right. We got the John and Wayne show tomorrow. Ah, and we're going to, you better come hang out with us, man. I'm telling you, we need to hear from you. Our Zoom hangout tomorrow, 5 p.m. Come say what's up. Support the community. It's what it is. That's going to do it for us today. You guys are the absolute best. And until next time, should be easy today. Victory Monday, baby. Stay strong, faithful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.